Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, because the fake stream media is not covering it, this is my presumption as to why I'm not seeing some coverage on some of these things, because some of this stuff is bombshell-like. And for everybody that was out there saying, well, they said it was bombshell-like, when are we going to get the bombshells? Well, here's a bombshell. You remember when Rudy Giuliani got out there and warned them in Arizona not to certify the results. One Arizona state representative is issuing calls to withhold their electoral college votes to Joe Biden due to significant evidence of voter fraud. Okay? But what would that significant evidence be? Well, today, in a hearing, the Arizona GOP held a hearing, today. And Rudy Giuliani was there. He brought witnesses with him. And this is the stuff we've been looking for. This is the stuff we've been waiting for. You see, the United States has a copy of the election night data, traffic, and packets that were sent overseas to Frankfurt. And the expert, the cybersecurity expert, is Colonel Phil Waldron. And he spoke first at the Arizona hearing about the voting machines used in U.S. elections. These are the same machines used in Venezuela by Chavez. The Dominion systems were connected to the Internet as well, despite Dominion's claims to the contrary. And a representative from Dominion said this was the most secure election in history. Dominion safe because it wasn't connected to the Internet. But witness Colonel Phil Waldron said, these machines have many access points to the Internet. These machines are connected to Internet. Dominion user manual instructs how server traffic showed connections. Because they're connected to the Internet, this means the records within the system can be manipulated by outside parties and insiders. And we also know that there are many teams looking into the Dominion voting machine control weaknesses. And General Flynn highlighted one point during Colonel Waldron's testimony. Colonel Waldron claimed that not only did the military's white hat hackers see the data flowing overseas to Germany on election night, they also had the copies of this and the packets of data that went. And that is significant. Highly significant. And they actually have a... supposedly... Okay, the last duty station I worked at when I was in the military was the 311th Military Intelligence Battalion, which has since been decommissioned. And right now, the Military Intelligence Battalion that is being highlighted right now is the 305th. I'm very familiar with the capabilities of a military intelligence battalion. Things have changed quite a bit. Their mission has changed quite a bit. When I was in the military, for example, there was no hackers. There were no hacking squad. We did have a bunch of disinformation specialists. We had a lot of people that knew how to go in and do things both physical and mental to people. We had interrogators. We had translators. We had all psychological warfare operators. We had all manner of things. But I don't think they were counting on this coming out. And to the point of this that makes this significant, everybody's been saying there is no evidence. There's no evidence to show. However, if we were sending data, if there's one instance where we were sending data overseas to Germany, which we're going to talk about Germany in the next segment, but if there's one instance where we're doing this, then that is something that we have to look into a lot. Sidney Powell right now is saying, looking at things, I think the DOJ and the FBI needs to be hosed out and Cloroxed. Because a lot of these things, and, you know, we're going to talk about the Republicans, too. There's some Republicans that are quite happy just to let this happen. They think President Trump should go ahead and concede. They are fully prepared. And there's a reason why politicians are always, these types of politicians, these types of McCain-esque politicians, Romney-esque politicians, are willing to go out there and say, let's just get on with it, shall we? Let's just concede and move on. The country can't take this. Well, that's because Congress is exempt from everything they put on us. I don't know to what degree they use that. But the left strategy has been to gaslight the country to believe that what's going on here is not real. And now we have real evidence coming out. And what I'm waiting to see if it happens, I'm waiting to see what happens in Arizona. Will the legislature get out there and tell the electors, no, we have to throw this election out? Because if that happens, that could begin a cascade of things. A cascade effect, if you will, if that happens. So, even Bill Barr is out there right now, the Attorney General. He's out there saying there's no Democrat vote fraud. And yet, in the same instance, I'm supposed to sit back and believe that not only did Joe Biden outperform President Trump, he outperformed President Obama. And I just don't buy it. He underperformed everywhere except for the cities where the vote counts got stopped. And now the question is going to be, do we also have copies of those packets and data going overseas from those cities as well? That's a huge question. And this is, if any of this stuff was actually done, all of this, these are all felonies. These are not white-collar crimes. These are felonies. This is treason. This is absolute treason. This is theft. This is disenfranchisement. This takes the whole electoral process and changes everything. And everybody involved in doing this has got to go. They've got to go down. They've got to pay a penalty for this. A huge penalty. So, hang on for a minute. Things are coming to light, finally. We'll see where we get out of this. We'll see where it goes and everything. And in the meantime, these guys out there that want you to believe all these things, just don't pay any attention to the gaslight, should you? Would you? Could you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. When Americans object to lockdowns and mandatory masks, the people on the left, they yell, "Trust the science." This is the catchphrase right now. And it revealed just how little they actually know about science. Einstein, who knew something about science, said the most important thing is to never stop questioning. He did not say never stop trusting. And we need to recognize that the leftist mantra is not about science, but it's actually about silence. It's a fundamental tenet of science to doubt everything, including political statements. Science is it's always in flux. It's an ever-changing field, and you have competing ideas that are hypothesized and tested and then followed by a vigorous challenge that frequently overturns the earlier findings and just throws them into the waste bin. Science has been wrong so often that anyone looking to provide the single unassailable answer is comedic. What's worse is that those who would prefix science with accepted dogmatically refuse to change. For millennia, astronomy's accepted science asserted that the sun circled the earth, even though believing so required a universe where planets periodically stopped and briefly reversed course before continuing on their heavenly journey. It would take four of the greatest minds in history, Copernicus, Kepler, Galileo, and Newton, working over centuries to change the accepted science. And along the way, well, it was painful. Resistance was fierce. Books were banned and burned, and its authors were incarcerated. Galileo was convicted of heresy for his troubles and forced to spend the remainder of his life under house arrest. The accepted science finally came around 350 years later when in 1992, Galileo was officially vindicated. I don't think he was around to enjoy that. When Darwin published the thing that changed everything on the origin of the species, the accepted science community went into full assault. And we get all of the most eminent paleontologists maintain the immutability of the species. Darwin's theory is the greatest cosmological myth of the 20th century. There are absolutely no facts the development of one species from another. It took a Supreme Court ruling in 1968 to finally allow evolution to be legally taught in all 50 states. Aerospace pioneer Robert Goddard, for daring to envision a rocket moving through the vacuum of space, was ridiculed by the accepted science of the New York Times. He failed basic science because of the times, while Goddard clearly did not, they said that rockets need to have something more than a vacuum against which to react. 50 years later, the day after Apollo 11 lifted off to land a man on the moon, only then did they stubbornly issue a retraction. Then there's Australia's Barry Marshall. He decided to challenge the accepted science. And this was about stomach ulcers. The way this guy was a true believer in his theory too, because he believed that stomach ulcers were caused by bacteria H. pylori, and he was ridiculed for this. So he concocted a foul broth of the bacteria and chugged it down. And after days of vomiting and sickness and fatigue, he rammed an endoscope down his throat to biopsy his own stomach. And as he expected, he had developed ulcers and found H. pylori. And even then, the accepted science remained skeptical, but finally realized they had met their match with Marshall And 20 years later, they gave him the Nobel Peace Prize, or the Nobel Prize, excuse me. So for the modifier accepted to be placed before science, there has to be overwhelming, clear, and convincing evidence for it. And normally, it's a very simple thing that they can actually do that and combine all of that, like the three laws of thermodynamics. But even then, a serious scientist never quits questioning or trying to topple whatever principle he's looking at. And other than overarching principles, most other questions are such that it's really difficult to draw definitive conclusions. Does light therapy regrow hair? Does intermittent fasting increase longevity? Does fish oil improve memory? You can go look. The science is so contradictory, you can turn to the scientific literature to find any answer that you want. Yes, no, maybe. If they cannot give definitive answers to these trivial questions, what are the chances they can say anything definitive about a complex epidemiological consequence of shutdowns and masks involving billions of people, trillions of interactions, in a completely uncontrolled environment? Do the benefits of a shutdown outweigh the immense costs, including overdose and suicide spikes due to the forced despair, financial ruin, and home incarceration? The damage to our children's minds from lack of education or increased risks from delayed medical screening and vaccinations? And what about masks? Are they effective? If so, which ones? And if they're not effective, does the false prophylactic effect encourage behavior that actually increases risk? Does the inhalation of your own exhaled air have any adverse health effect? And good luck on that one, trying to get a definitive answer from American science. Because as we've seen throughout history, anything that challenges accepted science gets ridiculed and censored. Dr. Scott Atlas, a professor of neuroradiology and senior fellow at the Hoover Institute, certainly someone who knows something about science, has consistently made the case against lockdown due to their severe unintended consequence. Of course, he's moving on now, and they're making a lot of hay out of that one. Politicians appealing to the accepted science, especially in complex situations, are merely avoiding the difficult task of supporting their own policy through reasoned debate. Instead, they hide behind a false authority, one that provides a grab bag of conflicting answers that a politician can use to justify any policy bias. So them asking you to trust the science is compelling, unquestioning, blind obedience by relying on general ignorance about the limits of science. So if you really want to trust the science, never ever stop questioning the science. Going back to election manipulation when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr naming Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham a special counsel, giving him extra protection to continue during the Biden administration his investigation of the origins of the FBI's 2016 Russia probe. Barr also saying the Justice Department has not uncovered any widespread voting fraud that could have changed the 2020 election outcome. The big talk on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, COVID-19 relief. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell expressing confidence about reaching a deal.
I felt the first thing we needed to do was to find out what the president would in fact sign. We believe we've got the answer to that.
The Kentucky Republican among those talking with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, as is Speaker of the House Democrat Nancy Pelosi. It's the first time her and Mnuchin have talked since October 26th. USA Radio News. As coronavirus cases across the country do continue to spike, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell tells a Republican-led Senate committee looking into the economic response to COVID-19 that millions of Americans are still suffering.
The economic downturn has not fallen equally on all Americans, and those least able to bear to shoulder the burden have been hardest hit.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin also testifying in that hearing, saying the economy is continuing to recover from the devastating impacts of the outbreak. Another politician saying one thing and doing the exact opposite.
How can anyone take these lockdowns serious when politicians do the very thing they're telling you not to do? Los Angeles Supervisor Sheila Kuhl voted to ban all outdoor dining last Tuesday. She referred to outdoor dining as a most dangerous situation. Then hours after her vote, Kuhl got caught visiting a restaurant in Santa Monica and dined outdoors. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, on Friday, a retired top Air Force intelligence analyst stated with certainty during an interview that Special Forces had secured a CIA-run facility in Germany that had computers showing election manipulation. Remember these packets I told you about that they watched going over there. If this report is real, right, and this is the thing, some of these things I can't corroborate. This is just what I'm hearing. If this is real, we're witnessing the biggest coup attempt, sabotage, and treason in our history. No matter what, though, because this report is out there and comes from serious people, it does deserve a serious investigation. I don't have any idea whether this raid happened. It's having taken place, however, is consistent with Trump's peculiarly timed shakeup at the Pentagon. He fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper and replaced him with Christopher Miller, a Special Forces guy, moving Special Forces into their own command rather than having them function as a subset of other military branches. and firing potentially disloyal members of the Civilian Defense Policy Board. This was Trump clearing the decks for something big. So I'm going to try to sum up some of the most recent reports about events in Germany, although I have no, I can't actually just sit here and say, and this is one, you know, with 100% veracity. Yeah, I can't do that. I don't know enough. Now, for several days, rumors have swirled that there was a military raid in Germany, either against Skytel, the Spanish company that processes American voting data in a facility in Frankfurt, Germany, or against a CIA station that is also located in Germany. On Friday, those rumors coalesced into an affirmative report about the CIA station in Germany. Mike Adams, who writes at something called The Natural News, which I once thought was a health food newsletter, not a conservative internet news outlet, dropped a bombshell claiming there was a deadly firefight in Frankfurt between special forces and CIA operatives. I'm pretty sure that was pretty one-sided. As you know by now, this is him writing, as you know by now, the DOD launched a raid on a CIA-run server farm in Frankfurt, Germany, to secure servers that contain proof of CIA interference with the 2020 election, i.e., backdoor manipulations of election results via Dominion voting machines. But new information is now surfacing that indicates that there was a firefight at the server farm facility involving U.S. Army Special Forces units engaging with CIA-trained military units, paramilitary units, that were flown in from Afghanistan in an emergency effort to defend the facility. One CIA officer was killed during the firefight, and he's now being reported across the mainstream media as being killed in Somalia. Five U.S. Army soldiers were also killed, and they are being explained away as dying in a helicopter crash in Egypt. I actually saw something about that, I think. Despite the deaths, the servers were successfully acquired by the DOD, and those servers were turned over to President Trump's private intelligence group, which is now once again led by General Michael Flynn, recently pardoned and now allowed to process top-secret information since his security clearance has been restored. I know what you're thinking. This sounds like a Tom Clancy novel, doesn't it? But that doesn't mean it's all untrue. I saw some really interesting things happen in my military time. I have lived through the coup attempt against Trump and the tech tyrants' censorship against conservatives from the president on down. I have lived and watched and observed the general lunacy of 2020. But if I had read that all in a book, instead of actually, you know, some of these things are just too far-fetched, right? But then additional corroboration of Adams' report comes from Lieutenant General Thomas McKerney, who did an interview with WVW Broadcast Network. During the interview, he stated that he, too, had heard reports about events in Germany. In sum, he said that the Kraken is the nickname for the 305th Military Intelligence Battalion, that the Kraken identified China, Iran, and Russia as being involved in using the hammer and scorecard system to manipulate American votes, that the servers used for this were in a CIA facility in Frankfurt. The special forces raided the facility and that there were casualties, which is exactly what Mike Adams reported. I'm trying to wade through all of this sort of carefully about accepting all of this at face value. Even recognizing Wikipedia's leftist bias, it's clear that McKerney, who had an illustrious military career that included intelligence work, can't let his emotions get ahead of his filter when he speaks. But having said that, he introduced Americans to the possibility that hammer and scorecard were used to gain the election. And while the leftists promptly denounced the program as a hoax, Navid Keshavarz Nia, whom the Sunday New York Times once promoted as always the smartest person in the room, and who is a renowned intelligence specialist, confirms that this is all real and is trying to determine whether McInerney was speaking accurately. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. There's one more point in his favor. The other person who appeared during the interview was General Michael Flynn, who headed America's military intelligence operations. Flynn vouched for his friend, and for those of sitting at home, it's impossible to tell if we're witnessing treason or fiction. We only know that Joe Biden didn't really campaign at all. He mainly campaigned from his basement. And there's no way he could ever garner the most votes in American history. And this is just me. You know, I'm not using science here. I'm using stats. There's just no way. There's no way he got more votes than Obama. There's no way he got more votes than Clinton. And the other thing that I'm looking at, if they did use these computers to manipulate votes, that means probably Trump. You know, he gained 10 million votes. Did he gain 20 million votes? Are we ever going to know? If all of this is real, then this has to be brought to the forefront. This cannot be allowed to just simply occur and everybody go home and say, well, we're well rid of Trump. The only one that can save the country, that's interested in saving the country from the deep state, from the swamp, is Trump, period. End of story. That's all there is. And he's the one they're targeting. And in doing so, they're also trying to find out how much you'll take and how much you'll let allow to happen. And this is where this whole gun ownership thing comes into play. This is why Joe Biden is vowing to go after them. First thing, first chance he gets. So, when we get back, let's talk about this assault on free speech as well. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When the media anointed President-elect Joe Biden, if he gets sworn in on January the 20th, he's going to be under a lot of pressure from members of the left in media and politics to intensify the war on free speech. Likely in the name of supposedly preserving and stabilizing democracy. Now, they've already excised conservative viewpoints from American college campuses. And some left-wing personalities, even Barack Obama, have turned their attention to removing real and alleged disinformation from the Internet. Others have pointed out individuals claiming that they have the judgment to determine which ideas are deemed acceptable more often than not line up squarely with their political priors. Brian Stelter, host of CNN's show Reliable Sources, recently did a segment on what he labeled the pro-Trump media universe. And his compiled list of disinformation outlets and personalities were all right-leaning and include, although I don't understand why, Fox News, Newsmax, One American News, and The Daily Caller, among others. He said there's an entire, and, you know, if you can get out there and just mention three or four outlets and saying, oh, yeah, there's an entire constellation of websites and talk shows that are in denial, just like Trump. They're supplying disinformation about the election results, and wherever there's a huge supply, there's a huge demand. Former Obama staffer and Crooked Media founder Tommy Vietor wrote a November 16th piece on his website titled Why Joe Biden Must Sideline Fox. For far too long, he says, Fox News has wrongly been treated as a legitimate news organization, primarily because the left lost its nerve. Vietor said there's been a near total failure by Democrats and the media to accurately brand Fox News as an extension of the Republican Party. And he suggested that the Biden administration should approach Fox News with eyes, not arms wide open. He could encourage taking action to delegitimize Fox and other right-wing networks. And one of the ways Viator said he believes that can be accomplished is giving media access and information to progressive outlets like The Nation, The Young Turks, and, of course, Crooked Media. And in conclusion, he said the left has to start the process now to blunt the distorting effect this cancerous institution, Fox News, has on our politics and our ability to respond to the nation's next crisis. It's sort of time to stop caring so much about being balanced and start caring about being fair. And it's not just Obama's staffers suggesting conservative media's influence can and ought to be corralled. Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic, Obama himself, in an interview with Jeffrey Goldberg, Obama himself called misinformation on the Internet the single biggest threat to our democracy. Social media platforms and tech companies are making editorial choices whether they buried them in algorithms or not. The First Amendment doesn't require private companies to provide a platform for any view that is out there. And at the end of the day, we're going to have to find a combination of government regulations and corporate practices that address this because it's going to get worse. If we do not have the capacity to distinguish what's true from what's false, then by definition the marketplace of ideas doesn't work. We are entering into a bit of a crisis. Others, even some who have long been members of the left, have grown increasingly worried about the left's inclination to censor speech. That's because they know that, like all things, the power will shift back our way one day. Barry Weiss made headlines when she left the New York Times after authoring a scathing resignation condemning the progressive conformist culture of the nation's second largest newspaper. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Glenn Greenwald recently left The Intercept, a left-leaning media company that he co-founded after it refused to publish criticisms of Biden. Greenwald directly responded to Obama's comments about the Internet on Twitter. There is no question that Democrats are gearing up to use their new power to apply far more pressure than ever on Facebook, Google, Twitter, etc., to censor any views they deem threatening. Greenwald went on to say, Democrats are defining whoever opposes them not as adversaries, but as a national security threat, fascist terrorists, etc., all to justify them from the Internet using their, blocking them from the Internet using their influence in Silicon Valley. I don't know what that's going to do if somebody comes in from the side and, conservative side and like Parler. I don't know what they're going to do about Parler. Probably not much they can do about Parler. Greenwald concluded, they want their discourse monopoly back. Progressive journalist Zaid Jilani also commented on Obama's remarks in the Atlantic interview. He said, I wish politicians like him would be more honest than that they think the problem is too much freedom of information and too much democracy, rather than framing everything they want as democracy. I wish politicians like him would be more honest that they think the problem is too much freedom. Authoritarian is seen as a slur in America, but it's an ideology that there's a logic behind it. You don't trust common people enough to rule, and you would prefer an authority told them what and how to think. Just defend that proposition instead of pretending that's not what you believe. That was the end of his statement. If they control what you think, we're not going into absolutely dangerous territory, because you've got to take the sum of all things and put this in place. We're not talking about a bunch of bullies on the schoolyard. Okay, this is politicians. This is not combatants. And as you can see, by certain actions at which, I kind of lean into thinking this probably did happen in Germany, that I just talked about earlier. The ones that are actually the bad boys on the block, they're out there trying, they're believers. you know, the United States military today is completely voluntary. And for someone to go out there and say, I want to go through special forces training, that's a special breed of lunacy. But it's also a special breed of absolute patriotism to go out there and do that to yourself. I have no idea what they go through now when they train. I mean, it's, you know, I'm now 30 years removed from the military. I'm sure it's completely different now. Uniform's different. The way they train is different. So I don't know altogether. I do know that when I was involved in it, well, it wouldn't have surprised me for that kind of a operation to happen. Let's just say that we had certain things on our books and in our plans and in our contingencies that sort of looked like that. Certainly didn't have anything about cyber security or, you know, information warfare or anything like that, because it didn't exist when I was in the military. But it's out there now. And we have indicators that we have gathered that information. Now it just comes down to, we got to get it out. We got to get it disseminated. We got to get enough eyes on it and see how it goes. See what we get out of it. That's all there is. We just got to disseminate constantly. And their big problem is going to be, of course, talk radio. Talk radio is always going to slap them around in ways they can't possibly fathom. So, anyway, coming up on hour number three, when we get back, the rant shall continue. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.